And welcome back to Class Eclectic on Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth, your host, in the studios this morning with a special guest to talk about the spring concerts for the Marquette Choral Society. Two opportunities to hear Russian Nights, music of Rachmaninoff and Chesnikov, and some foreign languages as well. I'm in the studio with Dr. Aaron Kollwitz, director of the Marquette Choral Society. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Good to have you in the studio this morning to talk about what you've all been working so hard on for the last few months, especially through snow days and all the winter problems we've had in Marquette. But all of this coming together this Saturday, April 27th, and then the following Sunday afternoon as well for Russian Nights. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what they could expect to hear from the Choral Society?
Sure. Well, we built this program around sort of a seminal work by Rachmaninoff. His All Night Vigil, or it's also known as his Vespers, which is a major work, although a cappella. Many divisi, as we like to call it, voices are often split into three parts, sopranos split into three parts, altos, etc. So it's a major work based off of the Russian Orthodox liturgy for the All Night Vigil. And then we're doing two pieces by Chesnikov, also sacred. All of those pieces are in Church Slavonic, which is slightly different than Russian. And then we were doing one Russian folk song called Vienniki. And so it's been a little bit, it's been hard transition sort of between the Church Slavonic and the Russian, but they're doing a really great job.
Yeah, so you're all becoming very good linguists as part
yes,
of this as well.
Yes, we've had to. And we've had a lot of help. We've had some native speakers and some folks who've have degrees and in Russian and that language. So that's really helped. We couldn't have done it without them, for sure.
Sure. And now you said that the major work is also a cappella as well.
Yes.
That I'm sure, along with having those dividing parts, that's pretty challenging to put that all together.
Very challenging. So essentially, you know, what we try, we rely really a lot on our pianist, Jeff Bruning, who's fantastic. But yeah, all of them are secular. All of them are sacred and a cappella, and we're hoping that everyone enjoys it. It's going to be kind of a different program than what we've done before, because usually we have orchestral accompaniment, so we decided this time to go the a cappella route.
Sure. And now, since this is kind of a little bit after Easter, was that kind of the thought process, kind of keeping something in the sacred realm around this time of the year for programming's sake?
Not specifically, but it just, it's kind of coincidental that it lines up with the Russian Orthodox Easter. Mm. The Orthodox Easter is on Sunday when we're singing. So it's just kind of a happy coincidence that that happened. I've just had this piece on my radar for a long time. I'd really wanted to program it. We've got a couple of low basses. So I thought this would really be a good challenge for us. So it just kind of lined up with our schedule. And I thought Reynolds would also be a very nice venue for sacred a cappella music also.
Right, right. And again, there's going to be two opportunities to hear these pieces. And where can people find out how to get tickets for this?
Well, we have a Facebook page. Marquette Choral Society has a Facebook page. It should also be on our website, Marquette Choral Society, which is through the NMU website, music department website. Tickets are offered through Easy Tickets. So you can get tickets in advance through them, or you can just show up at the door and purchase them then.
Wonderful. Now, you said that the main piece was kind of on your radar for a while. Were you also looking for something to challenge the Choral Society in terms of their language skills, or was there any other particular parts of that to, not to say you wanted to really, you know, punish them or anything.
Right, say, right. But, well, they, some of them might have, might feel punished, yes. It's, I would say, yeah, I feel like the Choral Society has grown and grown and grown. They've risen to every challenge that I've sort of thrown at them. So I guess this is sort of the next step. And language certainly is tricky, especially a language like Russian or the Slavonic, where it's not the same alphabet. We have completely different sounds that they make that do not exist in our language. Sustaining certain vowels in a certain way. It's definitely a challenge, but I'm always impressed by the Choral Society and their eagerness and willingness to jump into things that are a little bit foreign to them. And they're just doing a terrific job.
Yeah, when you think of a lot of choral singing or maybe arias or art songs, a lot of the time the typical repertoire is English or German, Italian, French, those kind of things. And this is a little more far flung from that.
Definitely.
So they're really learning some good skills, you know, people of all ages that are in the Choral Society. Do you have anything else on your radar coming up in the next few semesters that may also bring some of those challenges? Or do you feel like you might want to, not to say scale back, but maybe bring back more or some English text for the next pieces?
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously in December, we'll be doing pieces in Latin because we're celebrating Christmas, essentially. So that one is specifically a Christmas theme at the cathedral. But then going forward into the spring, we're planning our trip to Italy. We're going to May in 2020. So we'll be doing a lot more English language music, specifically American music, because when you go to Europe, I find that they certainly enjoy our specifically American genres, hearing our American genres, because they don't often get to hear those.
Right, you're kind of bringing some of that American feel to those foreign places.
So I'll bring hopefully some newer composers is kind of my plan to highlight some of our American modern composers, those that are sort of in vogue right now in the choral world, and highlight some local folks as well, and possibly bring some folk songs, things like that. The tricky part about singing in Italy is that when you sing in these cathedrals, it must all be sacred.
Sure.
It has to be sacred a
cappella.
Programming
is very specific.
Very specific. Yeah, they have very specific rules. So to kind of work around that, you know, often the spiritual, the African-American spiritual is very popular in Europe. They always expect sort of a set of spirituals. So we'll bring that over, and that fits in the sacred category. Most, you know, for most Catholic churches, they're okay with that.
Yeah, they can swing into that.
Yeah, right. So we have a lot of exciting stuff planned, but we'll probably do some more English. I feel like Latin has become very accessible for this chorus. I think they're very used to singing in Latin, especially if anyone sings in a church choir or anything of that sort. So that's on the horizon, but then also some American music as well.
And if that piques the interest of some of our listeners, how would they get involved with the Choral Society if they've never been to a rehearsal before or if they've never sung with a choir before?
Right. Well, we'd love to have anyone that's interested. Certainly, they can contact me at my email address, which is on NMU's website. Also, as I said, Market Choral Society has its own website, which also has my information, or Facebook as well. So anyone can email me at any time, and I'll get back to them.
Wonderful. The more the merrier with the Marquette Choral Society. Again, we're speaking with Dr. Aaron Kulwitz, and they are presenting Russian Nights, first beginning with this Saturday evening, April 27th at 7:30 p.m. in the Reynolds Recital Hall, and another opportunity the following afternoon at 3 p.m. Tickets available at the Easy Ticket outlets and at the NMU online ticket outlets as well. Aaron, is there anything else that you'd like to add about this concert or anything else moving forward?
I would just encourage people to come on out and hear some great live choral music.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in and taking the time to tell us about the next Marquette Choral Society concerts.
Thank you.